My goon squad, how are you? So it's been a long time since we last spoke, and well, I think the only thing that's happened is that we beat Rennes, you know, however you pronounce them, the French Southampton. Since we beat the, in fact, I don't think I did speak to you since we beat Southampton, French Southampton. So that was 3-0. I went to that game. Very enjoyable it was too. One of the better atmospheres I've felt in the stadium for quite a while, to be fair. I don't really think there's a lot of point in super analysing that game, because it was ages ago. There's been international games since then. I suppose realistically this is more just to try and get me back on the track of doing these podcasts. I mean, I appreciate that there's not a huge amount of you listening, but there are some people listening, so, you know, I'd like to keep doing them. What I would say is that I didn't really get on to doing one after the Rennes game because of basically just being a bit ill. I'm not going to go into that hugely, but certainly I've kind of had to lay off my running that I was doing, gym, sports and all sorts of stuff. So I haven't just been absolutely flaking out and doing it. I mean, I have, but I've also been not doing other things as well. So please forgive me for that one. So what we'll probably do in this podcast is have a little think about what we, what's going on in relation to us, what the situation tonight is against Newcastle, and what different permutations, or not different permutations really, but different things that can occur for us will mean. But we play Newcastle tonight. I'll be watching it. I'm not going to be going there down to the stadium, but I'll watch it on TV. He'll have to excuse the fact that it's actually a nice day today, and for some reason the ice cream man thinks that everyone's going to be out and about when school and stuff is still in, so I don't know who's going out for an ice cream at this time. But anyway, apologies if you hear the ice cream van sound. Anyway, where was I? We're playing Newcastle tonight. I see there's been some like comments back and forth about Emery talking about Rafa, and Rafa talking about Emery. I mean, blah blah blah. Whatever. I mean, I think this is the one thing that Newcastle has is a good manager. I think it would be a harsh critic to say that Rafa Benitez is not a good manager. I think that he, I don't know what goes on with Newcastle. I don't spend too much time looking at them, but I assume that he was probably made promises about what he was going to be able to get hold of and so on and so forth to make them better. Because I think that he could surely get a job at a better team for... I feel a bit harsh criticising Newcastle. I mean, I think Newcastle fans are some of the most loyal fans. And also, I don't tend to... If I meet a random Newcastle fan, they tend to be some of the most willing to accept other people's points of view. Like, they can I feel like they're good fans. I don't have much problem with Newcastle fans. Not that I really have a problem with most teams fans, except like the people who are fans but clearly don't know very much about football. It's really hard to kind of discuss or debate, where they're basically just like, my team's the best, everyone else is rubbish, and they've got nothing else really in their armory of how to discuss football. But Newcastle certainly seems to have some of the better fans. So I'm not trying to rinse out their fans. I think Newcastle was a decent team. A decent club is probably a better way of saying it, because I think their team is pretty lacking. But they have players who on their day can be great. They've also got a manager who I think is good. So I don't think this is quite the sort of stroll through the park that we would hope it to be. I mean, I've definitely been proven wrong. We used to like just blow away Newcastle now and then. Obviously, there's that horrific 4-4 where Diaby got injured again, where Cechiotti scored an absolute screamer. Who of course, unfortunately, died. which is just very strange to me. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I'd like to say that I'm confident we'll smash it, and my prediction for this game will be 3-1, but I also think we have got more than enough potential to screw it up. The main thing that I hope that, because I feel like quite often when we screw things up, it's because a lack of urgency and like the players not taking it seriously enough or whatever, because it's not a big game or whatever. Whereas this time, I think hopefully, because of the fact that if we win this game, like basically Liverpool and Man City are away at the top of the league, then you've got Spurs and Manchester United on 61 points, and then us on 60. So if we win, we'll be on 63 points, 2 points clear of Man United and Spurs, putting us in third position. Now, I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest that it has been a while since we've been in third and, you know, on the ascendancy whilst there's other people doing anything good around us. I mean, I think it'll be hard to argue that Spurs are doing anything good around us, but Manchester United seem to have been having a relatively good run. Obviously, they had a few losses, but largely speaking, I think that you'd have to consider their performance recently better. I mean, they've come from below us and now they're above us as it stands. We obviously have a game in hand at this point. But yeah, it'd be nice if we could just sort of go under the radar somewhat to third position and actually be able to maintain that. And I mean, that is a discussion for probably another podcast and the future, because we've got a whole bunch of away games coming up. And, you know, whilst we are definitely a team capable of putting a run together, you would have to say that games like away at Everton, I think we've got, that's not an easy game. I mean, the thing is, I say it's not an easy game. It could totally be an easy game, but you just don't know. I think the benefit that we have, and I think one of the other podcasts I listened to, I don't know if it was, I think it might have been the Arsecast Extra, pointed out, is that there's going to be a lot of teams as the season sort of draws to a close who are not relegated. They're not going to win anything. So their drive and determination to really turn the screw and perform as well as they might not be as high as like teams who are in relegation battles. Now, I don't think many of the teams that we're playing are in that position. I also don't think many of the teams that we're playing have got much to play for other than just like pride. And to be fair, I think when you're mid-table, does it really matter where mid-table you are? In terms of when you're outside of European qualification, etc., etc. And I mean, a lot of these teams, if they're exceeding their expectations, probably don't want to have, you know, we've seen many times before where qualifying for Europe is almost like a negative for some of these teams that are overachieving, shall we say, because then when they get into Europe and their resources, which are already quite stretched in Premier League terms, are stretched even further, and they can't achieve Europe and Premier League, so they kind of don't get all the way in Europe and then also hinder their Premier League performance as well by trying to. So, you know, I'm not entirely convinced that everyone's going to be absolutely trying their hardest at this point to smash it out of the park. I mean, and realistically, we need to get fourth, or we want to get fourth, but it's so tight in there that I don't think there's any potential. I think any points dropped is going to be a real big problem for us. You know, because like I say, Manchester United are on the ascendancy. Spurs, you would imagine, are stop choking as badly as they have been recently. I mean, it would be glorious if they didn't, but you'd have to assume, just when I watch it, it annoys me so much that Harry Kane is the real deal. You know, so long I've just clung to the hope that he's like a one season wonder who's just managed to extend his one season a little bit, and that he doesn't have much in his locker. But the more I watch the guy, the more I think, yeah, fair play, he's actually decent. But that doesn't mean that I like him anymore. It just means that it annoys me that Spurs have got a decent striker on their hands. But regardless, I just can't assume. I mean, I think they've got to play Man City, as far as I know, so hopefully they'll get a shoe in there. So things could get worse for Spurs. That is a a positive. But what I'm saying is that I think that we need to really be on it and try as hard as we can for... I mean, obviously, as try as hard as we can sounds ridiculous. It's professional sports. But I think we need to emphasise the importance of these games. So even if you're playing Wolves or whatever, it might seem like a Mickey Mouse game, and they might be... I mean, I have no idea. I think Wolves have been very good this season, certainly exceeding my expectations for them. But maybe they won't be sort of happy with what they've achieved so far and just think, nah, whatever. But maybe they will. Excuse me. And if that is the case, we need to make sure we keep our game high, our tempo high, and make sure that we take advantage of anyone who's like already on the plane, so to speak. I'm not sure that that is definitely a strong point of ours. I think that we tend to play to, like, if a team we're playing against is playing like inhibited football, I think we tend to as well. Like, instead of going there thinking, oh, good, you're sitting off and you're just kind of trying to defend your way through this game and absolutely like raining down fury upon them, we just seem to sit back. And I mean, I think that sitting back is something we do even when it's a game where you're thinking, come on, like, what is going on? Which is super frustrating when you consider the options, the attacking options and creativity and so on so forth that we've got, that we shouldn't be doing that. But who knows? I mean, I think there's plenty of points to be dropped by teams in and around us, because let's face it, Chelsea are there as well. I don't think they're out the picture. We need to try and maximise our return with an absolute understanding that fourth place is certainly not a given at this stage. And yet, if we win tonight and we're third, you'd feel really upset if we didn't achieve top four after that. So we'll see. I suppose there's always the potential for us to draw and then there'd be three teams on 61 points. I'm not really up for that. I think there was a game earlier in the season, I can't remember off the top of my head who it was against, where if we'd have won it because of the way other results went, we'd have been in, was it third or fourth? I don't know. Anyway, we'd have been higher than we were, and it was a game where really we should have won. And you sort of think these little games that you sort of think, oh, maybe a draw was a reasonable result, that if we'd have got 2 points in them, well, yeah, we could be much further up. I mean, I say much further up the table, was only potentially going to be two people above us if we win tonight, but certainly we could be in a much more commanding position. So hopefully Unai will be able to keep things fresh, keep people going well, rotating as he seems to be doing and keeping things going well. No more big injuries, please, touch wood. We'll see. I'm at the moment, I'm feeling pretty confident. I mean, the international break kind of came at the worst possible occasion for us, because we were in the ascendancy. But it was nice to see that Spurs managed to continue their downward trajectory after the break. So hopefully we can continue our upward one. That would be nice. So anyway, this is kind of really just me touching base. Since I haven't spoke to you for a while, like always, if you want to get in contact, at Goon Squad PC on Twitter is me. Let me know if you want me to talk about anything, what's good, what's bad, because I am eager for feedback to try and make this a better podcast for everyone concerned. Hopefully we win tonight. I'm predicting 3-1, just because I can't see us not conceding ever. 3-1 seems to be my standard go-to score for an Arsenal game. Even when we're playing big, good teams, I still think 3-1, because I kind of feel if we ever get our offence going, it's really effective. And it is. I kind of feel like I'm backed up by statistics there. It's just the fact that our defence is often below par, so... It kind of depends where that one goal for the opposition comes, whether it comes when we're 3-0 up or whether it comes when it's 0-0. And if it comes when it's 0-0, then often we never turn around and get those goals that we need. So anyway, I'm rambling, so I'm going to leave it here. Let's hope that we beat Newcastle tonight. Take it easy, peeps. Have a good one. Bye.